Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So where's the office back at Division?
In the office, baby. Going up.
What's up, Buckeye Nation? You're tuned in to the Buckeye Cast.
Sets, fires, touchdown, Garrett Wilson. Wow.
In the end zone.
Fields, the throw, steps up, delivers deep down the field, he's got a receiver, a long way, touchdown, Buckeyes!
Now here's your host, Joe Warwick.
The Ohio State Buckeyes!
Hey! What the hell's going on?
We are back, baby. Welcome back, folks. Guess what? This is a fucking game week. So we actually recorded this show last week, like 6-7 days ago. This is your Buckeye 2 Deep defense. We did the offense a couple weeks ago. Recorded what we thought was a show last week, which didn't turn out well. Shout out to Skype. Appreciate you guys sticking it up in me and wasting 2 hours of my fucking life. I will be sending a beautiful review of your product. But, folks, if you like this podcast, please give us a positive review, not like the one I'm going to give Skype. As always, commercial free. Don't forget that. You might want to think about that when you're rating and reviewing podcasts. I mean, every podcast I hear nowadays has 3 minutes of fucking commercials in the beginning and a couple chalked in the middle. So please keep that in mind. Commercial free, as always, always has been, always will be. And subscribe to us on all the social media platforms. Follow us and hit the supply store. We got a ton of awesome shirts and paraphernalia up there. And that would go greatly to help support the show and keep this thing on the right track. Quickly with some bourbon talk, Sean, you got into something recently. I think you sent me a photo over the weekend. What were you drinking over the weekend?
I was drinking some bonded Henry McKenna 10-year.
How'd you like that?
I liked it a lot. I drank way too much of it Saturday. Goodness, that was tasty. I would highly recommend it. I know that you've had something other offered by that Henry McKenna that you didn't love, but I would recommend trying this. It is, I found it very nice.
Yeah, I don't have the 10-year. I had just the basic, whatever it is, small batch or whatever. I'm not a fan. It's been sitting in my bar for a couple of years now. And it's half empty, half full, however you want to look at it.
That bottle or bottled in bond or whatever is just some old standards. Doing a lot of research on it, and it has to be 100 proof. That's when they pull it, and I guess that it's most of those are younger than that, and that it's a 10-year Bottled and Bond okay. is kind of unique.
Yeah, that is a 10-year is good for a bourbon as far as aging. So yeah, I'm interested to try that one time. Don't think I'll buy a bottle of it, but the one I have is like way too peanutty. Like the taste of it is really like heavy peanut flavor.
Yeah, nut.
I didn't. Yeah, it's like that Screwball. Have you had Screwball whiskey?
Someone may have had me try that.
Stuff's just.
I can't do the trendy weird stuff so much.
No, it's just like straight peanut butter with some whiskey.
But everything's flavored.
I don't go with that flavored shit. So, what did I do this weekend? Oh, I landed 3 bottles of Eagle out of a liquor store in California. It's coming via FedEx this week.
They probably raked you over the coals.
They actually did not. I paid $40 a bottle, which, on a lot of websites, I've been seeing 50 plus.
And $300
for shipping. That's with shipping. I paid like $35 a bottle and then $30 shipping. So I'm going to take it. Hopefully it is actually Eagle Rare when it arrives and not some gin juice, but
right,
something kind of duct taped over the cap. So, I got lucky there. That Eagle Rare has been really hard to find. So I'm also keeping my eye out for the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, which is crazy pricey. So that's probably...
I saw a $60 bottle of something that Bullet has going on that looks seasonal.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if it's a single cast or something. Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it was getting promoted pretty hard the other day when I was in there.
Yeah, this is the time of year when these distilleries release a lot of their special stuff now through the holidays. So keep your eyes peeled. And... So let's get into this too deep for the Buckeye defense. As we know, last year, top defense in the country, led the nation allowing under 260 yards per game. They were fourth in the country, allowing 13.7 points per game. So we know what this defense was all about last year. Now we got Kerry Combs coming back to call the shots. Jeff Halfley's out. So, Sean... starting off with the DNs, how do you see this shaking out? At least your starters. Who do you got starting on the ends?
Starting, I think I got Cooper going on the one end. That guy's just been such a, I don't know, it appears from the outside looking in, like a leader, an inspirational type of guy on that team. I think he's went through a lot and probably deserves that spot. I think it's going to be interchangeable with some other guys, but I think... the first play on the field, I think it's going to be number 0 on one side. And then I think you'll have the up-and-coming star, Zach Harrison, start on the other side. But that being said, I think Tyreek Johnson...
Smith?
Or is it... No. Yeah. Tyreek Smith is going to have as many snaps as both of them, probably. And then mix in Tyler Friday and Jean-Baptiste, and that's going to be your 5. I think they're all going to get serious playing time. I'm looking forward to seeing if Zach can take some leaps and turn into that Chase Young guy. And I'm telling you, man, I think people are sleeping on Cooper.
Yeah,
I think he's balling out this year.
Yeah, you got to assume that he's 100% healthy right now. I mean, he's had plenty of time to rehab. Got his medical red shirt and everything. So, yeah.
And he could come back next year?
Yeah, all these guys could and not even feel it. So, like a Justin Hilliard could be a 7th-year senior. Imagine that.
Heck, yeah. Player coach, man. Let's see.
Yeah. So, I agree. I got Cooper, Harrison, and then you can interchange those from side to side. Tyreek, Tyler Friday, JJB. I think we may see Tyler Friday slip down inside in one of the D tackle spots, maybe on like a Rushman package on third and long. I would be interested to see that. That might be interesting with three D ends on the field. Pretty cut and dry there. Not a lot of wiggle room. D tackle. These are a lot of names we've heard but haven't seen on the field. Tommy Togiai, Antoine Jackson, Jerron Cage, Juwan Vincent, Jaden McKenzie's getting thrown in there. How do you see, how does your starting lineup look at the D-tackle?
I think Togiai has kind of cemented himself in there. He seems like he goes hard enough. The other spot, I don't know. I'd like to see Teron Vincent grab a hold of that spot. Mm-hmm. That dude was a stud coming out. Right. Antoine Jackson, again, his long career through the NCAA. Yeah. I'd love to. That guy was a 4 or 5 star coming out.
Yeah.
Cage, like you said, but I'd say Teron Vincent and Togiai, the starters there. But I think, you know, just like every position Johnson works with, he likes them fresh legs. Mm-hmm. Can one of these freshmen, one of these young guys get in there? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the question. You also got Haskell Garrett recovering from being shot in the fucking face. Still not back to 100.
Should have been the face.
He was, and lived to tell about it.
God bless.
I can't imagine. Still not cleared to practice 100%, but maybe mid-season, late season is in the mix. Who knows? Togiai is a leader in snaps last year with 250 from everybody that's coming back. Haskell Garrett with 218, Antoine Jackson with 200. And these guys got quite a few snaps against Clemson in the playoff game. Togiai got 7. Antoine Jackson got 9. I think that's important to keep in mind when we're talking about this depth chart is when did these guys get playing time, not only how many snaps they got throughout the year, you know?
Right. Getting into Clemson, no second stringers are getting against Clemson.
No.
You know, our best guys are going to be out there at any moment.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm going Togiai and Antoine Jackson with my starters and then backing them up. You got Vincent and McKenzie. Vincent has to get fucking healthy. They still say he's not back to 100%. I don't know what the fuck problem is.
Well, what about Cage? Isn't Cage ready to bust out?
He should be. I don't know if he even played last year. You know? Yeah, he had 88 snaps. That's it. So hopefully he's made a leap in the offseason. Jaden McKenzie, the young guy, definitely need to see something out of him. That would be really helpful. And also Ty Hamilton. We're hearing things about the freshman Ty Hamilton, Davon's brother. So maybe he cracks the lineup.
Well, who knows? It's 2020.
It's all fucked up.
He might be defensive MVP, man.
There you go. Move to the linebacker spot.
I hate getting into this spin-ass position.
And starting in your favorite, the middle. Who do you got in the middle starting?
Tough Borland.
The 6-year captain?
That's right. Yep, Tough. I think Tough's going to have himself a year. Tough's going to have himself a nice year.
Okay. Contract year.
Yeah, well, maybe he can come back next year.
Good, maybe. I wonder how many of these boys will be kind of shown the door, though. It's like, okay, we've seen enough. Go try and get paid somewhere.
Right, or be a grad assistant or something.
Yeah. You got Pete sliding over to the Will, and then you got Baron Browning moving to the strong side backer. Probably see him doing a lot of blitzing, showing his versatility there. But I got Dallas Gant behind Borland in the middle. And then I got Taraja backing up Pete Werner on the Will.
I don't really know. I feel like those guys are trained to maybe play anywhere. Right. Like I could see a Taraja going in for any of them, or a Gant going in for any of them. I think those two are probably one and two on that pecking order. I would think. I don't know who else is popping off of me in the linebacker room. Eichenberg, Kayvon Pope. I guess Kayvon Pope's probably going to be one of the top six.
I'm guessing. Hilliard in there.
Oh, yeah.
He'll probably be backing up Browning at the strong side, I imagine. But there's a ton of depth, quite a bit of experience.
And tons of experience. I mean, it's a bunch of upperclassmen, guys that have been in there. I don't think, and you don't have to tolerate shitty play.
Right.
Hey, there's a guy right behind you, man. So, tough. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. And we got some freshmen, true freshmen here that are chomping at the bit, too. Cody Simon, Mitchell Melton, the redshirt freshman, Tommy Eichenberg. Still got Craig Young, a sophomore. Hasn't really seen much action at all. So, plenty of guys in that room. It's just a matter of getting them in the game, I guess, getting them game experience.
Well, if the Buckeyes are what the Buckeyes are, I think there's going to be plenty of opportunities for a lot of guys to play. Especially I think a lot of dudes are going to play.
Right. Moving to the secondary, let's look at the corners here. This should be pretty evident. Wade Banks, slot. You got Marcus Williamson. The depth, really, who's coming in behind them is the question mark. You have any issue with starting Seven Banks over Cam Brown?
Not yet. And I'm still a homer for some reason on Tyreek Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm calling Tyreek Smith Tyreek Johnson. I like Tyreek Johnson so much. So I'm wondering if he can get on the field. But I don't – is Marcus that slot's pretty much his?
Right, yep. And then backing him up, we've heard Cam Martinez and Ronnie Hickman mentioned. Not sure if they're going to go – with them, or maybe Cam Brown slides in there, Kerry Combs loves to do a rotation of like multiple guys. So we'll see how that goes. I'm not sure.
I mean, I like all those names. I think I like them. I don't know. Some of these guys, I'll tell you right now, it's either going to be Cameron Brown, Marcus Williamson, or Seven Banks.
Right.
And we are going to hate one of them.
Yeah.
We're going to be like, you fucking suck.
Right.
I mean, it's just one of those guys, we're going to be like, I don't like him. Hate's a strong word. It's going to be like, dude.
Well.
So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, looking at the guys we got coming in, we got Legend Cavazos, Kim Martinez, Ryan Watts, all true freshmen. Yeah.
You hear nice things about that Cameron Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a quarterback.
Right, yeah.
He must be a hell of an athlete. Yeah,
made the transition there.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. He's 5'10". That probably wasn't going to work.
No, probably not. We'll see. Ronnie Hickman is another guy. I think he was dinged up last year and didn't really get any action. So I'm curious to see. They had him in the safety group, but I'm hearing him as a possible slot corner. So that would be interesting.
That would. I mean, yeah, I think that kid's going to figure out a way to get on the field.
Right. So so we're going to go Wade, Banks, Williamson. Behind them, we got, in some kind of order, Tyreek Johnson, Cam Brown. Cam Brown supposedly one of the fastest people on the team. And then at the slot, we got Cam Martinez, Ronnie Hickman backing them up. So safety, this is where we've seen a little bit of movement lately. I'm kind of surprised, actually. Marcus Hooker has overtaken Josh Proctor from what Coach Matthew Barnes has said. I had Josh Proctor penciled in my 2D.
Yeah, I mean, as the guy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought Proctor was definitely the guy. But we haven't seen much out of Marcus Hooker. If it's anything like his brother, then I'm all for that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I just, the last time I remember seeing Josh Proctor, he let sunshine toast him. And it just pisses me off. I got a little bad taste. But I actually would have thought Proctor would win this job outright. I know Marcus has some off the field issues last year or something.
Yeah, it's just a DUI a couple years ago, like his freshman year, I think.
Yeah, so, hey, if you got his shit together, I'm on board, man. I like those Hooker boys. Because they were both 3 stars, weren't they?
His brother. Probably, yeah.
I know his brother was, but his brother was like, you know, all-state basketball right. And didn't go to any football camps and didn't do all that shit.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's those two, and I think there's packages where you're going to see those two on the field at the same time as well with Hooker and Proctor.
Right. Yeah, I could see that, definitely. Hate to hear Court Williams out with a torn ACL, injured in practice this week, so that kind of sucks. I had big expectations for him, even as a freshman, but I'm sure he'll be fine and be back next year. Punt returner, kick returner, we'll quickly touch on those as part of the defense. Not sure they technically are or not, but punt returner, I'm going with Garrett Wilson and DeMario behind him.
I can live with that.
Yeah. Kick return.
I don't know. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, kick return, I got DeMario, and a lot of times they go with a backup running back there. Usually go with
Steel Chambers.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. They don't go with a battering ram. They go with, like, Marcus Crowley or somebody like that. You know.
Steel Chambers ain't that. He's tall, right?
Yeah, he's tall for a running
he's fat.
Back, man.
Like 6'1 or something.
He's bigger than that.
See that picture? See a picture of who was it? The wide receiver looked freaking huge. One of the freshmen.
Oh, probably G. Scott.
Yeah, I think
yeah, he's like 6'3", 210.
Yeah, he's walking out. He looks like a freaking D end, man.
Yeah, maybe if you want to get nuts, you throw one of these young wide receivers back there that you trust. You know, to catch the ball. That's the thing is, Ohio State's always been, you know, make the possession on, especially punt returns, you know, secure the catch, and then if you can do something with it after that, great, but let's not go nuts.
I think all these guys we got are like sure-handed guys, though. You know, I and they all seem explosive. And I guarantee they're all in line begging to have that one of those spots.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, man, just give me a chance to get on the field.
Right.
So, see a little Mookie Cooper.
Okay. I like that. Cooper and McCall at the kick returner. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could picture that. All right. So, yeah, that's a solid two deep on the defense. Not sure they're gonna be best in the country this year after losing so much quality on the front four. Losing Davon,
BB
Young, BB Landers. I mean, losing Chase was a big one, but I think Zach Harrison makes the jump this year. And we saw him make a huge leap from just the beginning of his freshman year to the end of his freshman year. You know, he got a lot of snaps in that Clemson game, man. That tells me something.
See, I'm good with our D line. I'm 100% good with it. I know Larry Johnson can do that. I worry more about the secondary overall for our defense. Mm. You know, we lost three draft picks that had a ton of experience. I mean, all those guys played for multiple seasons, and now we're going to guys that haven't played at all, except for Wade.
Right.
That to me would have been real scary if he didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
But that to me, in tandem, if we don't have a pass rush, could be ugly.
Yeah.
But the linebackers are so damn deep.
Right. What's funny is...
I think the competition we play, I think our D is going to be among the best in the Big Ten. I have no doubt about that. Is it going to be good enough? Well, nobody plays D anymore anyway. So it really doesn't matter.
Not that we've seen yet in college football. It's like they took hitting out of practice in their preseason run-up to the season start, you know? We did hear some schools not even... practice tackling. I think it was a Navy, and it showed on the field. But
yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. So yeah, I think Coach Day is watching what's going on around the country, especially this horrific defense, and I think he's taking note. And I would imagine this defense will be polished up.
Agreed.
All right, folks, that was our quick two deep on the defense. We're going to come right back and release another episode real quick for our game week preview. So we'll talk to you in a minute. Later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.